fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, Big Fellow. Hail, Silver. Hail!
A vast expanse of open range was bounded on the north by Black River, which cut some of the lushest grazing in the area off from the nearest railroad. High, steep banks and torrential rapids made the stream uncrossable. Cattlemen throughout the area depended on Black River Bridge to get their cattle to the market. For several hours, Jack Harper and two companions had been digging around the supports of the south end of the bridge. Then they brought up a number of strong draft horses and hitched these to the bridge.
Hurry up, Reed, and make that rope fast. We don't have all day for this job.
Your horses are ready.
Where's that whip?
Here it is, Harper.
Stand back and give me room. Get along there. Get up. Come on. Get up.
Supports gave a little, Harper.
Get up. Get along there. Come on.
It's gone. Keep the horses pulling. Don't let them settle back.
Come on.
Some more, amigo. Use the whip. There she goes.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had been following Black River upstream. The masked man signaled a sudden halt and pointed ahead.
Oh, fella.
Tonto, that's a bridge coming downstream.
That's right. Floodwater, maybe too much.
The water's been much worse than this without washing out the bridge.
There's plenty bad time for bridge to go.
The loss is going to mean much to the cattlemen south of here, especially at this time of the year. Unless Turner lets the cattlemen use his bridge, they'll be cut off from the railroad.
Him plenty mean fella.
Turner will realize that every cattleman south of here is dependent on his bridge to get livestock to the market. He'll make the most of it.
What you think him do?
I don't know, but we're going to find out.
Hopper and his companions hurried to the T-Bow Ranch, which bordered on Black River. It was one of the largest ranches in the vicinity and owned by Jasper Turner, one of the county's meanest and stingiest men. Seated on the porch of his large ranch house, Turner chuckled when he heard the report.
Well, that'll show him. That'll show the rest of these ranchers a thing or two.
Bill Carvel have plenty to say.
Carvel? That big talker.
I'm sorry, Mr. Turner. I'm sorry I mentioned...
Carvel's a man I'm going to break. I'll break him if it's the last thing I do. He can't sell his cattle unless he gets to the railroad. He can't get to the railroad without crossing my bridge. For that, he'll pay plenty.
What about the rest of the ranchers?
They'll pay, too. I'll charge him 2 bits a head for every longhorn crossing my bridge.
Just don't forget the deal you promised. Half of all you collect goes to me and the boys.
You'll get your share.
Tell him, Harper. Tell him what we suggested.
What's that?
Oh, well, you see, it's this way, Mr. Turner. Boys sort of figured we'd like working for you. Permanent. That is to say, we'd like jobs here on the T-Bone.
I've got no jobs here for you. In fact, I'd just as soon you weren't seen around this place.
What's the matter with us?
You know what I mean, Moose. So does Harper. You three are known as lazy good-for-nothings. People saw you hanging around the tea bar, they'd wonder why I hired you. Oh, I don't want any party around here.
But how do we know what you collect for cattle crossing the bridge?
Take my word for it.
It's all right, Moose. Turner will split square with us.
You three can hang around town. See what the talk is. Yeah, be plenty of talk when people learn they've got to cross my bridge before they can sell their cattle.
It was that same day that a horseman raced into town with word that the Black River Bridge was out.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy! The Black River Bridge is out! Oh. Yes, sir, she's washed out clean as a whistle.
What caused it?
I didn't think the river was that high.
Now what do we do?
Now, boys, you don't know nothing yet. Wait till you hear the rest of what I got to tell. I went to the tea bar to see about Turner's bridge.
How was that? Was that all right?
The bridge is still standing.
How does Turner feel about us using that way to reach the railroad?
Why, that doggone ornery mean old skinflint. He said we was welcome to use it for just as many cattle as we wanted to move, as long as we paid 2 bits for every head that crossed. What? 2 bits?
Why, it's robbery.
We can't afford money like that.
Wait till Carville hears this. I'm going to tell him right now and see what he says. That's the story, Carville. Turner wants 2 bits ahead for cattle crossing his bridge.
Hey, that dirty old girl...
Now, Bill.
Now, take it easy, Dad, please. Please don't get excited.
2 bits ahead. I'm counting on selling 5,000 longhorns.
Gosh, Carvel. That'll cost you over $1,000.
That's not the worst of it. It'll cost every other rancher more than he can afford, and I'm to blame for it.
You, Dad? Why are you to blame? Now, Bill, don't say that.
It's true, sir, and you know it. Turner's hated me for years. Hated me since the day you turned him down to marry me. He's just taking advantage of this chance to bust me.
Well, he can't do it, that's all. He just can't.
What are you going to do, Mr. Carvel?
Call the meeting. Joe, visit as many ranches as you can. Spread the word of a meeting tonight at the town hall. I don't know what we're going to do, but we've got to do something. We'll be stuck with all our cattle.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had separated. The masked man had ridden upstream to the place where the bridge had been to examine the ground and learn what he could. Tonto, meanwhile, had gone into town. He was there when men began to arrive from the surrounding ranches. The Indians soon learned about the meeting that was to be held in the town hall and lingered until it began. Then he unobtrusively joined the crowd. Bill Carvel was doing the speaking.
I tell you, boys, I can't afford to pay 2 bits ahead to get my cattle across the bridge.
Neither can I.
None of us can afford it.
Has anyone got a suggestion?
We can't hang on to our livestock. There's not pasture enough to carry it through another year.
You're right.
I suppose it'd take too long to build another bridge.
Why, sure it would.
We move our cattle to the railroad now or not at all. We can't wait.
Carvel, there's only one thing to do.
What's that, Bates?
We've got to cross Turner's bridge and we can't afford to pay for it. I say go there with 6 guns and fight our way across the bridge.
Hey,
now, hold on there, Bates. Quiet down, all of you.
All right, Sheriff, what have you got to say?
Bates, for talk like that, I should ask you to turn in your deputy badge.
But, Sheriff, I'm only...
I admit Turner's a polecat, but he's got his legal rights, and my job's to protect him. If you try to cross Turner's land and bridge without his permission, you've got to fight the law.
Now, see here, Sheriff.
You heard me, Carvel. I'm not siding with Turner, but I've got to protect his rights. Now, don't do anything that'll make me have to order my men to open fire on you.
What do you expect us to do, Sheriff? We can't go around the river. We can't ford the river. We don't have time to rebuild the bridge.
And we'll go broke if we don't get our cattle to market.
That's right. I'm sorry, boys. I can't tell you what to do, but I'm telling you this. If you try to use force, I'll ask the governor to send for Texas Rangers to keep you off Turner's bridge.
Well, Sunday, I wouldn't put it past Turner to have torn down the public bridge. Just so as we'd have to pay his price to cross the river.
Yes, that's what it is.
Carvel, you prove that Turner tore the bridge down, and I'll show you what the law can do when it's on your side.
Fair chance we have to prove that. Sheriff, you can keep us from using force, but you can't make us pay Turner. And by thunder, I'll go broke before I'll meet his price.
That's all right.
Tonto hurried from town to meet the Lone Ranger in a small camp not far from the Turner Ranch. The Indian reported all that had happened at the meeting and the cattleman's decision not to move cattle.
It's a matter of principle with them, Tonto.
That's right.
I'm sure someone caused that bridge to go down, but I can't prove it. Turner's the only man who...
Horseman Kemosabe.
There he is, Tonto. Over there.
Ah, me see him. Moon, plenty bright.
Heading for the Turner Ranch.
And me see same feller at meeting in town.
Tonto... That's Jack Harper.
Me not know him.
He's no good. He travels with a half-breed and a man called Moose. He'll do anything for money, as long as it involves no risk.
Why him go to Turner Ranch?
I don't know, Tonto. I'm going to find out. Stay here with the horses.
Moving on foot as softly as a shadow... The Lone Ranger reached the Turner ranch house while Harper was arguing with a scheming cattleman.
Confound it, Turner, that's not fair. We did all the work on that bridge.
Horses did most of the work. And I supplied the horses.
Well, there was a plenty of digging to be done before the horses could pull her loose. Me and the boys won't sit still unless we're paid for it.
We made a deal, Harper. I agreed to give you half of all I collected from men who moved cattle over my bridge.
After the meeting in town, there won't be any cattle moved. Carvel will kill off his longhorns before he'll pay what you ask.
He'll change his tune. So will all the others.
Yeah, I'm not so sure of that.
They'll start figuring of how much they'll lose by not selling their cattle. They'll realize that the smart thing to do is to pay my price. First thing you know, one of the ranchers will move his cattle, then another, and the rest will follow suit. You tell Moose and Breed to sit tight and be patient. We'll all make money on this deal.
What happened, Kemosabe?
Saddle up and hurry. Steady, big fella. Steady there, Silver.
Harper talked to Turner.
Yes. Turner hired Harper and his pals to tear out the bridge, easy.
What's come this way?
That's Harper and I want him. I have a plan.
Here, bridle.
Thanks, steady boy. We'll be moving in just a minute. My plan works. We'll do just what the sheriff said. We'll get proof that Turner's to blame for the loss of the bridge. There we are, Silver. Easy.
Harper, pass him now.
We'll get him, easy, big fella. One, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. The Lone Ranger saddled up in a hurry to capture Jack Harper, who was on his way to town after an interview with a scheming owner of the Turner T-Bar Ranch.
Come on, Silver!
Hurry up, Harper, I want you.
Fast.
You always were a bad shot, Harper. Right up where you to rope.
Now, get it.
You're falling me a hard one.
Harper rode desperately, remembering a former meeting and a warning from the Lone Ranger. Again and again, he fired over his shoulder, but his bullets went wide of the mark. Lone Ranger loosened his lariat and threw a large noose that went through.
Get it easy. Black Silver, hold back.
Ho, ho, I'm stopping, I'm bringing up. Ho, ho, don't pull me off my saddle.
I want you, Harper.
Look, why can't you leave me alone? You tried once before to get me, but you couldn't prove anything.
That time, I warned you to watch your step. You haven't done it.
You got nothing against me.
You tore out the bridge.
I did not. You can't prove that. No one can prove a thing against me.
We'll discuss that later. In the meantime, I'm going to hold you in camp while I call on your friends.
When captured, Harper became a cringing coward and told where his pals might be found. The masked man left Harper in camp with Tonto on guard and hurried to a shack near town where Breed and Moose awaited the return of their leader.
Hey, here he is, Breed. Now we'll see what Turner has to say about our share of the cash.
Come on.
Oh, hold it.
He's masked. What? He's not Harper.
Keep your hands in sight and don't make a fast move.
What do you want of us?
We have nothing worth stealing, senor. We have no money.
I don't want your money. I want you. You're going to join Harper. Now face the wall while I tie your hands.
When Bill Carvel came to breakfast the following morning, his wife and daughter looked up in surprise.
Dad, you just got up.
That's right, Betty.
Sakes alive, Bill. You sick?
Nope.
You mean to say you slept till now?
Yep.
But, Dad, you generally spend a couple of hours with the horses before breakfast.
Yes, I know. What's the use? I reckon I'm getting old. I've just lost all interest in ranching.
Oh, Dad. Bill Carvel, you're beat.
Sheriff, it's a case of give in and pay, Turner. Or watch my cattle starve for lack of feeding. I can't carry a move another year.
Well, eat your breakfast, Bill. Maybe you'll feel better.
Breakfast.
Someone just ring up outside. I'll see what it is. I'll pour your coffee, Bill. Dad, look, it's a masked man.
Where's my gun?
I want to see you, Carvel.
There you are, mister. I'm just in the mood to shoot it out with the critter wearing the mask.
I can imagine the mood you're in. But you'll feel better if you move your cattle across the Turner Bridge.
So you're here to threaten me?
Oh, I'm not threatening you. I'll put that gun down and listen to me.
I'll listen. If you can tell me how to cross Turner's Bridge without paying tribute to that skunk.
I'll tell you how to cross Turner's Bridge and be glad to pay what you call tribute.
While the Lone Ranger talked, Sarah and Betty's tension relaxed, and a look of belligerency left Bill Carvel's weather-beaten face. Finally, the rancher broke in with an exclamation.
Why, Ginger, I'm getting interested in what you say.
The masked man continued outlining a plan. Then Carvel broke in again.
Golly, maybe it'll work. Thank you, mister. Adios to you. Well, Tonto, it'll work. You heard us, sir. You too, Betty. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds good. The masked man knows what he's talking about.
The plan will work, Bill. I'm sure of it. Oh, but eat your breakfast first.
I've got no time for breakfast. Bye, honey. This is my busy day. I've got cattle to move. Goodbye, Betty. Hey, Pete, Slim, all of you. Now listen to me. Saddle up. Round up as many head of cattle as you can in a hurry. Don't waste time with questions. Do what I tell you. Round them up. Get them ready to move. We are going to cross at Turner Bridge.
Bill Carvel drove his cowhands at top speed all day, rounding up cattle and preparing for the move to the railroad north of Black River. It was sunset when the Longhorns reached the bridge with Turner keeping tally.
Is that the last of it, Carvel?
That's right, Turner. Here's my tally. I figure it comes to $600 even.
Well, I'll call it $600. But I think you missed a couple of hands.
$600. There's the cash. I'll take a receipt if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all.
You needn't gloat about it, Turner. I admit I had to meet you a price.
Well, here's your receipt. He might tell the rest of the ranchers that if they don't cross this week, I'm doubling the price on them.
Steady, boy. I tell him, but I don't think it'll be necessary. I got a notion they'll be crossing. Get it there.
Not bad. $600 as easy as rolling off a log. Redskin coming.
Oh, Scott, old feller. Old feller. Oh.
Well, where do you think you're going, Redskin?
Well, me come here. See if you've got cash.
Huh? I got cash, sure. What about it?
Half go to Harper feller, huh?
Where is he?
Well, him send Tonto.
And you're Tonto?
And me, you give me cash plenty fast.
Now, hold on. Don't be so quick about things. How do I know that Harper said...
You'll not give cash. Harper get plenty mad. Now, you pay or
me... Put that gun away.
Half a cash.
All right. I'll give it to him. You better be doggone sure Harper gets it. Here.
That's good. Get him up, Scout.
The Lone Ranger was in camp guarding Jack Harper and his companions during the cattle run. They were near enough to hear the Longhorns cross the bridge and were surprised to learn that Carvel had met Turner's demands. As darkness gathered, the masked man left the camp and left the prisoners unguarded.
Boys, I think I can get this rope loose.
I've been working on mine, but I can't get nowhere at all.
Nor I. That masked man retied me after feeding us. He left a little slack in the rope. I think I'm getting her loose.
Wish I knew why he was holding us here.
No, I don't care as much about why he's holding us as I do about getting free. Cattle's crossed that bridge, and that means Turner owes us money. But we gotta get free. Gotta call on Turner.
Good thing our horses are still here. We'll need them.
That's a good thing. Now make him it, boys. One hand's free.
Hurry up, Arthur.
There's the other hand. Now I'll have you two loose in no time. Got a knife here. Cut my legs loose.
Hurry it up. That redskin or the masked man might come back.
Hold still now. There's your hands. Now get your own knife and cut your own feet loose.
Yeah, sure thing. You cut Breed loose.
Hold still, Breed. There.
Gracias, amigo.
Now don't spoil it all by being too eager. Let's look around first.
Shooting irons were left here by the tree. I'll get them.
Come on, Breed. We'll get to the horses.
Si, senor. I'm with you.
Steady there.
Oh, I see no sign of the masked man who captured us.
Hurry up those guns, Moose.
Here they are. Belsonov. Here's yours, Breed.
Gracias.
Now let that masked man show himself. I'd like that chance to drill him for holding us prisoners here.
I got a score to settle with him, too.
We'll settle with him and the redskin after we collect from Turner.
We collect from Turner now?
You're doggone right.
Just as soon as we can get to his house.
Steady, fella.
All right, boys, let's travel.
You're gonna...
Turner was alone in his house, feeling well pleased with developments. He was surprised when the door opened suddenly.
What? Oh, Harper, it's you.
You bet it is, Turner. We're here to collect.
And you needn't try to hold out on us. We heard cattle crossing the bridge.
Hey, Carvel moved his stock across the bridge. What did you say about cash?
You won it. Half of all you collected.
But Harper...
Now don't stall.
We aim to collect.
But I gave it to the Indian.
What Indian?
Now, hold on, Harper. What are you trying to put over on me? You've got your half of the cash.
What?
You're loco, Turner.
You sent a redskin to collect.
We did nothing of the sort. We're here to collect it now, and we want it pronto. Now hand it over, half of what you got from Carvel.
Why, you double-crossing crook.
That's no go. You're not backing down on it.
Now, hold on. What'd that redskin look like?
Why, he was dressed in buckskin, riding a paint horse.
That's the same one.
Wait a minute. Now I savvy. Turner's tried to double-cross us. He had that masked man the Indian captured so we couldn't collect.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why, you ornery double-crossing polecat. You think you're going to hold out on our cash?
Well, I didn't, I tell you.
We tore down that bridge for you, and we aim to collect for our work. Now pay up or
drop
else...
the gun.
What mask?
And the redskin.
Drop it, Harper.
All right. You got the drop on me.
Otherwise, the money for you.
For me?
Me got $300.
Now, you see, Harper? I told you I paid it to the Indian.
You paid Harper for tearing down the Black River Bridge. Is that right?
No, it's not right.
No?
That's just part of our pay. We get half of all the Turner collects from now on.
That's right. That was the agreement, Turner.
Turner, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
That should be proof enough. How about it, Sheriff?
Sheriff? What do you mean, Sheriff?
Come on, boys. It's our turn, mister. Anyone wants gunplay, just start it.
Wait a minute. I'll show you.
Enough of that.
My arm.
My arm is busted.
It's a good thing that masked man did the shooting. If it had been me, I'd have drilled you through the head.
Wait, Carvel, you here.
You bet I am, Turner. Six other cattlemen are with me.
That's right.
We heard everything.
This is trespass. Sheriff, this isn't legal. All these men are trespassing on my land.
You can say that for the judge.
But the law. You're sworn to enforce the law.
Turner, you needn't tell me about the law. I know the law, and I back it up to the best of my ability. Now, you and your hired bridge wreckers better listen to me. You own a bridge across the river, and you got a right to be paid for the use of it.
What? What's that?
You'll be paid 2 bits for every head of cattle that crosses your bridge.
Well.
But in spite of that, you're coming out the short end of the horn. Because you're going to use that cash and a lot more besides to replace the bridge your men tore down.
No, no.
Oh, yes, you are.
We'll see to that.
On top of that, according to the law, you've got to reimburse every rancher for all the expenses put to because of what you did.
That means you've got to repay every man what he spends in tolls to cross your bridge.
Oh, no, it'll break me. It'll break me, I tell you. It'll take every dollar I can raise.
You should have thought of that before you tried to break the rest of us.
It's that, Turner. Or jail.
Jail?
I reckon you'll be just as broke if you go to jail for the next 10 years. Now, take your choice.
Choice?
There isn't any choice. I've got to pay.
You hear that, Sheriff?
Where's that masked man? I want him to hear it.
He and the Indian left a couple of minutes ago, Sheriff.
Doggone, I wish he could stay here. He sure told me a few things about interpreting the law.
How's that, Sheriff?
Well, there's times when it's better if a schemer is kept out of jail. It'll do this here community a lot more good to have Turner rebuild the bridge than to have him spend the rest of his life in jail. And that's a fact. I got it from the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. This story was written by Fran Stryker.